Morning Rush, your favorite, the award-winning morning show on FM radio. Music, laughs, all the hot tea, and the hilarious top 10. Your hosts, Chico.
Oh, you so legendary. Oh, oh, you so legendary.
Hazel.
I'm a savage. Yeah. Sassy. Moody. Hey. Nasty. Hey. Yeah.
Marky.
Yadi, 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 yadi.
Rika.
Smooth like butter, like a criminal undercover.
The Morning Rush.
On air and online.
TMR. The Morning Rush. From Manila's hottest, Monster, RX 93.1.
Monster RX 93.1. Good morning, everybody. Hello, team. Bye.
Hello. Hi. Good morning.
Welcome back, Chico Garcia.
I know. Up and at him.
Yay. Like, okay, great. That's good to hear.
6:37 in the morning. And how have you been?
We have been struggling. Every day we forget that, oh, right, we're supposed to do the top 10.
Yes, yes.
Oh, usually my gosh. That's what we do. My gosh.
Usually that's what
we do. No, because usually you would do it and we're like, you know, we just come in and stuff and we're like, but there's something missing. But we're glad you're back.
Ito lang naman yung ginagawa natin.
Oh, ito lang naman yun. Araw-araw, yes.
Araw-araw. So today, we've got a top 10. Courtesy of Kyle Yanis. Thank you, Kyle, for the topic. Today, we're doing something that was a big shtick before by Michael V. So, it's interesting that we should do it now. Kasi medyo matagal na niya itong ginagawa. Hashtag, anak, paki-explain. Like, one of the most difficult things to do is when your parent asks you to explain something because obviously it went over their heads. Mm-hmm. And you're like, how do I explain this to you? So, for example, let's give you some examples. Anak, paki-explain, bakit narinig ko yung best friend mo sa liga na lagi nagsisleepover? Bakit tinawag kang babesicle?
Ah! So parang, ano yan? Tayo ba yung mag-explain? Bakit parang...
Merong...
parang feeling ko I'm
parang
in trouble.
Naka-corner ka. Parang naka-corner ka dun sa tanong ni mama. And another example, anak, paki-explain. Ano ba itong dumating na item na nakalagay? Adult fun with packaging as discreet as you are.
Oh.
Saka parang walang label, brown paper bag lang dumating, tapos walang picture kung ano yung nasa loob. But
usually, di ba ano pa? Box para ano, hindi mo pwedeng, like you can't feel it from the bag.
Yes, yes. So ano yan? Bakit may ganyan?
Mm-mm.
And another example, anak, paki-explain, sabi ng kachat ko, hanap daw niya friend with benefit? Ano yun? Diba? Is it friendship a benefit in and of itself?
Free dinners. Diba? Free dinners.
Ba't ka dyan ililibre? Kaibigan lang kayo.
Friends lang eh.
Bakit may mga libre-libre pa? Oo, nakakalito naman yan. Ano ba yung mga gusto nila?
Ano, ma-ask mo siya what they want. Kung anong benefit yung gusto
ano exactly?
Nila.
Get ko yung part na ano eh, na friends eh. Pero ano yung with benefits? Ano yan? Parang SSS? GSIS?
I would slowly walk away.
Asla ka, ang nakakatawa dyan, bakit siya merong chat na may ganong usap?
Oo nga. Who are you chatting with?
Mapaki-explain. Mapaki-explain. Ano yung mga kachat mong yan, ha? Bakit merong mga tanongan ng friends with benefits? Another example, anak, paki-explain, bakit ang balita ko, umuutang ka na daw para pambayad ng mga naunang utang? Ay,
ooh.
medyo pinagpapawisan ako sa mga ganyan tanong.
But you know what? I feel like if it's coming from them, you know that they're concerned. I mean, obviously, if let's say, kahit naman hindi ka nila matutulungan financially, they would want to help you. Right? If it's coming from your parents already, diba?
Ako lang kasi, you know, usually this is something that you would probably have to tell your parents or at the very least your closest friends. Mm-hmm. Kasi medyo serious yung ganyang sitwasyon, diba? Wherein you have to borrow money to pay off earlier debts. So yeah, you're not even borrowing money for something specific or something new. It's more like you're, in order for you to pay your earlier debts, you have to incur more debts. So that's a very scary situation. It's the kind of problem that I would probably not want people to know. So this is something that I would keep from my family and friends.
Yeah.
Medyo mahihiya ako eh to address that. This is a major problem. It's like an addiction, you know. So if I were addicted to something, I would also keep it from my family and friends. Mainly because I don't want them to worry. And it's also medyo meron kang level of shame to admit.
Oh yeah, definitely.
To people close to you. So it's not something I would want people to know about. Maybe, unless like literal, sila yung inuutangan ko kasi.
Oo. Di kasi alam mo, di ba parang it's kind of like you're stuck in a loop when you're in that situation, di ba? Like I would maybe tell ako like one family member. Yung parang feeling ko kasi kailangan ko ng katulong to get out of that cycle.
Right.
Pero,
right.
Diba, kung,
pero see, that's the thing eh. Malamang you're going to need help. You definitely do. Pero parang nakakahiya.
Oh
like,
yeah.
To actually say. Tsaka usually yan by the time it's a big problem. Medyo nakaka-stress na yung levels niya. So I'm sure they have no idea na sobrang baon mo na pala sa utang. By the time you tell, let's say, I don't know, a best friend, a close sibling, or a parent, yung mapapanganga na lang sila na, ano? Ganun kalaki na yung utang mo.
And then they hear the amount.
Diba? Yung, they hear the amount and they're like, they're completely shocked at how bad the situation is. Yun yung naano ko na parang, oh my gosh, how do I even tell them?
Mm-hmm.
How do I even let them know na ganito na yung situation in my kautangan? Diba? So, yeah, that's a problem. And one last example. Anak, paki-explain, bakit yung co-host mo bumibisita dito sa bahay kahit wala ka naman? Tapos, tambay lang ng tambay kasama yung tatay mo. Ano nangyari? Bakit siya yung parang... Bakit parang siya yung...
Siya po tanungin niyo.
Oo.
Ano daw?
Wag po kami.
Get to know the parent.
Get to know the parent. Ano
meet the parent. Isa lang. Meet the parent.
Meet the parent and avoid the other one. Diba? Yung mga ganun. So, kakaiba siya. Kakaibang situation. So, there you go. That's what we're doing today. The top 10. Anak, paki-explain. If you've got entries, go ahead and tweet us. twitter.com/rx931. Please include hashtag the morning rush and hashtag anak, paki-explain in all your tweets.
Tea over coffee.
Monster RX 93.1, it's time for Tea Over Coffee. Hello, Team Bahay. Are you there?
Hello.
Okay.
Hello.
So we've got some short tea, okay, but actually kind of funny. So this is about Dakota Johnson claiming that Jesse Eisenberg ignored her on the set of The Social Network. The movie, The Social Network.
Okay. Hindi ko pa napanood yung The Social Media.
Yeah, no, we live in that world, no? So she claimed, in an interview with Andrew Garfield, because they were being interviewed for, you know, for a thing that they're doing together, She said that you guys actually ignored me on set, but I actually don't remember her being in the movie. What's her role? She did say that she was in the movie for like 4 seconds, but she just wanted to watch on set. You know what I mean? Like, you know, just to watch people and how they do it.
Maybe it was a minor role.
Oh, yeah, definitely. She did say it was a minor role. But, yeah, she kind of like jokingly said. Tas, ito pa. Ito yung funny about it. Andrew Garfield was flustered after that and then tried to defend Jesse Eisenberg, who wasn't in the interview. And then he said that maybe he was stunned by beauty. Parang binola na lang yan si Dakota Johnson. But I mean, I'm guessing...
Ano ha? She has a way of... Remember, like, one of the... It was the first, the catalyst of the whole cancellation of Ellen. Remember? It was Dakota Johnson.
Yes.
It was her interview where she goes... where Ellen obviously was just joking na parang, yeah, you never invite me to your parties. And then Dakota, with a serious face, said, oh, I did. You didn't. You ignored my invitation.
Ooh.
Na parang biglang, and Ellen tried to, you know, joke about it and goes, no, I'm serious. You can ask your producers. I sent over my invitation and, you know, I never got any response. Yung gana, and then that's when it started. That interview got everyone talking na actually you're not the only one. When I was at yun na lumabas na, and then former employees, former guests, and then lahat na ng who didn't have a good experience started coming up, which was a shock to most of us because we always felt like, you know, she was the nice one. She was
Ellen, the
friendly one. She's Ellen, and you know, everything is all nice and happy. Even yung mga behind the scenes niya, di ba? Yung mga gugulate niya si Taylor Swift, gugulate niya si ganyan. You know, she was like the friendly one. It was Dakota Johnson who whether she meant it or not, but parang hindi naman siya, I don't think that was what she had in mind. Siguro lang she's the kind of person who would be like, you know what, if I want to tell you something, if I think you did something, I'll say it.
Yeah, she does look like annoying. Yeah. She does look like she's like no BS. You know what I mean? And I love how...
Yun.
And for me, it's so refreshing. Yung hindi siya totally like all smiles na parang you know that it's fake or it's put on. Talagang...
Saka hindi kasi siya palaban. Like when you see her do that, it's never like, oh, you know what, Ellen? May pasabog ako. Hindi siya ganun eh. It's more like nagkakataon lang. When she says it, it's a pretty uncomfortable fact. Siguro sa kanya parang, well, you asked, we were talking about it. I mean, if you ask me about my experience is, hindi niyo pinapansin. Siguro parang kanya ganun lang, di ba? It wasn't because like, aha, this is my chance. I'm going to, you know, call you out because of what you did to me. Hindi ganun yung dating.
Yeah.
It's always like, nagkakataon lang. Wala siyang filter.
But,
it's almost innocent, pero she's not dumb, you know?
Yeah.
I'm sure she also knows na, especially in this day and age, pag may sinabi siyang ganun, syempre kahit papano may ano yun, may repercussions.
But I feel like she knows, or parang she kind of like wants to stir the pot a little bit. Yung parang she...
A little bit.
She likes to make people uncomfortable. Feeling ko. But
yes.
to be fair naman.
Parang innocent kasi ng itsura niya.
Oo, and the voice. Remember her voice, diba? Parang yung, diba, medyo deep and soft. Yeah, ay.
Kasi parang ano eh, may magic ko yung kunyari kay Ellen. Kung mas merong intention siya to do that, the tone would be very different. Sa kanya, it was really more like, oh, I did.
Yeah.
Oh, you can ask your producers. I did. Ganon lang. Yung parang hindi siya yung, oh, Ellen, I did. Walang ganon. Walang parang, okay, I'm going to confront you now. I don't know. To me, walang ganong vibe.
Yeah.
So, parang yes and no. Mm-hmm. Yes, she's doing it on purpose. No, the conversation just went that way. And she was just being very filterless.
Hindi, tsaka lahat naman ang sinasabi niya. It's all the truth, diba? But yeah, I was just about to say, to be fair naman, when I do, like, let's say, ako, I wouldn't expect people to, like, let's say celebrities to be friendly, especially when they're on set. Kasi that's their job, eh. Ako,
and they're probably, naka-ano sila, baka naka... in character sila or something. Iba-iba yan eh.
And remember Jesse Eisenberg's character in the movie was an a-hole. Diba?
Yeah.
So parang, medyo gets ko yun. But yeah, you guys can tell us your thoughts about it. Go ahead and tweet us. It's at RX931 with the hashtag tea over coffee.
Tea over coffee?
Tea over coffee.
TMR Top 10. The Morning Rush Top 10.
Monster RX 93.1. It's time for the Top 10. Hello, Team Bahay.
Hello.
What's up?
All right, so, yeah. You know, I actually watched it. I mean, in between, after we did our tea over coffee, I watched the video. Mm-hmm. You know, I changed my mind.
Why?
I'm now scared of Dakota Johnson.
I've always been scared of Dakota
Johnson. Hindi, I mean, like, hindi siya ano, ha? Hindi siya all out, like, she's not a biatch or anything like that. But she has this, oh, she is such an enigma to me. Hindi siya, like, I really don't think she does it to make you, kasi meron yung nananadya.
Uh-uh.
Yung parang, I'm gonna put you on the spot and I'm gonna watch you squirm. She has this, she gets lost in her own little world and she kind of like forgets that there are other people. Mm-hmm. So I could see it in her eyes. Like she forgets that they're on cam and that they're being filmed. And she's just having a conversation. So wala siya talagang... Wala siya talaga.
Yeah. Yung parang nagsasalita lang siya. Ganon.
Sobra. Tapos, you can tell that even Andrew Garfield, diba si Andrew tends to talk a lot. Like, he once you get him to start, he can't stop. He's a very eloquent man, don't get me wrong. Pero like, the moment he starts, tuloy-tuloy siya talaga. You can barely get a word in. But I also feel like a good chunk of it was because parang magta-talk na lang siya kesa si Dakota magsalita kasi natatakot siya kung ano yung sasabihin ni Dakota. Kasi meron siya ganung ano na parang, what are you going to say next that's going to make me squirm?
She's a pretty interesting person.
She's quirky. She's definitely very quirky. But I think that's also... Kasi akala ko she was very vanilla. That was actually my thing. That's why I've never watched 50 Shades.
Yeah.
Any of the three movies I have never watched. But I always felt like, why her? Why this actress? I mean, I can think of so many other more intriguing actresses to play Anastasia. What's her name? Is it Anastasia ba? What's the name of her character?
Oh my gosh, I don't know.
Anastasia yata.
Yeah.
Anastasia or something like that. Anyway, so I always felt mystified why for such a major project they chose Dakota. Because I was like, she seems very vanilla to me. But you know what? I've changed my mind. She's like this dark, there's this darkness about her that I super like now because of her recent interviews.
I love her interviews.
Ang deceptive
talaga.
Eh. Akala mo ano siya? Alam mo, parang a sweetie-sweetie niya. Pero
yes.
Hindi. Don't be fooled.
You know, her house talaga is my favorite in Architectural Digest, in AD, on YouTube.
Her real house?
No, yeah, her real house. Kasi diba, they do like house tours and stuff. That's my favorite house. However, she did sell it again and then she transferred to another house. But yung design na yun, I feel like it was so perfect for her. You should check it out. Sige, sasend ko sa'yo.
One of the recent parang house news, remember Kendall sold her house in Beverly Hills.
The pasta house? Remember and that issue?
I'm
the pasta house?
Yung ba yun? Yung gandang-ganda ako na may pool. Yung parang sala niya, tapos right outside is the pool?
I think so.
Yung ba yun? Na para sang, you know, my favorite look is the indoor-outdoor look. Yung you don't know when you're still indoors mm-hmm. and when you're already mm-hmm. outdoors. Kasi parang the space, you can open up the space to turn, for example, your living room.
Mm-mm.
You just open the panels and hindi siya kasi wall. It's more like a glass door that you can slide mm-hmm. away. So when you open it, you're suddenly like, ala, nasa veranda na ako. I mean, what used to be a living room has become
now
like a veranda.
Yeah.
For your pool.
Ah, di parang sa akin pala. Pag nagsasampay ako sa loob, hindi ko alam.
Oo, ganun-ganun.
Hindi ko alam kung like, nasa laundry area na ba ako or living room. We don't know. Like, pag pinapark ko yung bike ko sa loob ng living room, I'm like, is this the bike parking or not?
Hindi, tsaka yun din yung rason kung bakit never amoy kulob ang mga labahin mo.
Diba? Indoor-outdoor pala
yun. Indoor, eh. Indoor-outdoor. Tapos yun, when I, like, super love ko yung house niya. Tapos natatawa lang ako na, I mean, obviously, it's not a laughing matter, pero she sold it because of security issues.
Oh, yeah.
Parang apparently, parang hindi ganun ka-secure yung area. But I'm like, my gosh, if you see it, you're like, that's the kind of thing that you can afford to do if you have the budget.
You know,
you have the dream house. Anyone, yeah. anyone on this planet can call that their dream house. But then you're like, eh, too many people. Let me just buy another one.
Sell I don't feel
buy
so.
Another
well,
one.
It is a...
Na-amaze no. lang ako. Na-amaze
it's a valid reason anyway. But ako
it
naman...
It is a valid, definitely. For, it, like, if you're a Kardashian, that is a valid reason. Pero I'm just saying, grabe lang yung luxury
yeah.
of being able to choose. So a lot of people live in very dangerous places, but it's not like they can do anything about it,
mm-hmm,
right? So,
mm-hmm.
ang sarap lang nung meron pa nung ganung power.
Yung gusto
like,
kong ano.
Oh, I don't like that about this place. Let me leave and
yeah.
buy
yung,
a new one.
Yung gusto kong feature, like in one of the houses that I saw. Oh my gosh.
The graduation? The graduation feature.
Feature! Gusto ko yung one by one. One by one feature.
One by one feature.
Yung pinaka-favorite ko. I saw this one. I forgot whose house it was. But yung parang breakfast nook nila in the kitchen, bumababa yung gitna. And then it becomes like an ice chest where you can fill it up with ice and then put like champagne.
Oh!
Ganon! I'm like, oh my gosh, that's smart.
I don't know if I can smart. Say it though, pero one of the, remember I was telling you one of my dream offices to work at?
Yeah.
They're parang dining area. They're parang canteen. Ganon, when you go in there, there's this big ass, I don't really call it, counter?
Yeah.
That's where they put the food. Kasi buffet. Every day, pag kunyari, lunchtime na, you don't have to buy your own food. You just go there.
Ah, amazing.
Food, like a spread every single mealtime. It's just there.
Yeah.
So from breakfast to lunch to merienda to dinner, food is always there. They will prepare it at mealtimes. So think malaki. Na malaki. Tapos ganun siya, para siyang marble or granite countertop, di ba? Na ang ganda-ganda. Tapos, na nabubuksan mo siya, natatanggal mo siya, and it becomes a gigantic ice chest.
Oh my
for
gosh.
Drinks.
Feeling ko sobrang luxurious.
I'm telling you.
Amazing.
Like, that is like a dream office. Dream job, dream office.
Yeah.
Kasi parang, like, people actually have the option to go downstairs and eat lunch in mm-hmm. some fancy restaurant. But nobody does.
Yung
friend
yeah, I mean.
Ko na... Now, who works there was saying, like, why spend when the food here at the office is even better than the fine dining
Definitely.
Restaurants around the city? I was like, oh my gosh, ang sarap naman. But there you go. We've got our top 10 for you. The first one, thanking Kyle Yanis for the topic. Hashtag, anak, paki-explain. Let's start off at number 10 from the Super Malice Guy. Pag tinanong ka ng mama mo, ang order mo, extra rice, extra fries, extra sundae, double cheeseburger, tapos diet coke? Ano namang ano yan? Anong kalokohan yan? Anong pagbabalat kayo yan? Pero sa akin, at least nabawasan mo yung isang aspect. Right?
Maybe.
Like kunyari, out of 10 things that you can get na parang kumbaga diet o extra, o yung 9 extra, at least yung isa, dinayet mo, di ba?
Yeah, that's true.
Isa 10 out of 10 mo.
Tsaka malay mo, that might be the start, di ba? It might get the ball rolling.
I say baby steps.
Yes.
You know, just baby steps. Number 9, coming from C. Antithesis. Anak, pak-explain, bakit laging lagpas isang oras ka kung maligo sa banyo?
Ano lang? You read a book. But you know what, actually?
Hindi, actually yan. Madali yan eh. Kasi marami talagang tao na ganyan yung tagal because of ceremonias, not because of anything sleazy.
Yeah.
That's pretty easy. Because I know a lot of people who like spend so long in the bathroom and it's not about, you know, that. It's about, ang tagal kasi nila magpabad sa tubig, mag-scrub, maglalagay sila ng mask, maglalagay sila ng exfoliation, ek-ek, diba? So, yeah, there are people who would easily spend an hour. Easily.
True. Actually, ako, maybe like twice a week, I would have like a really long bath. Unfortunately, I don't have hot water in my shower, but if I did have hot water, I would stay there for maybe an hour, but I only stay there for maybe 30 minutes because I do my scrub. And usually when you have a scrub or when you have a mask, you don't take it off right away. You have to wait like 15 minutes minimum, you know, para mag-in-in,
right.
Diba? But I do know, like, my sister reads a book every time, like, pag mag, ano siya, mag, before a shower, and in the shower, while the water's running and everything, and as in, like, iniikot niya yung Harry Potter books, ganun. Tapos nauubos niya lagi. So, I kind of get it.
Oh.
Yeah, oo, totoo, ang galing niya. Like, siguro mga naka
10
times na siyang ikot ng Harry Potter books.
Parang it's such a chore kasi for me. Like, so, for me, just let's do my business and let's get out of here. And
kung pwede nga, ano eh, paliguan ka na lang ni BB Will eh, hindi ka nagagalaw.
Kasi,
well,
for me,
napaisip.
Parang, the end goal kasi is to, usually kasi I really take a bath before going to bed. That's my
yeah,
routine. Kasi saka, galing kaming dogs eh. So usually yan, galing kaming dogs. So, obviously, may ano ka, aso ka, marami kang buhok. So, I just wanna get it done. You know, like let's get clean. Well, before we get dirty.
Yeah! Oh, damn!
No. What I meant was, let's get
Hold
clean.
Hold my hoops! Naubos siya eh.
Walang yakap.
Na-excite ako
dun.
Nabila
ko na ako.
O, teka lang. Wait lang. Hindi, nito top 10 pa tayo. Nabila ko
na. What I meant was... Hindi. Parang let's get clean na. Para makatulog. And not so much makatulog. Kasi for me, I look forward to yung before bed gadgets ko. Alam mo yun, yung because it's like the stuff that I really wanna do na I'm putting off because ang dami ko pang gagawin during the day. So I'll do my Dragon Ball, my Pokemon, kasi yung manonood ako ng maybe one or two episodes in whatever series I'm watching at the time. So that's my happy time, you know. It's like, oh, this is it. Tapos nakahiga ka lang. And, you know, kasi usually, diba, during the day, kung manonood ka, mapuputol yan eh. Kasi either kakain kayo, or may gagawin kayo, or may time to do this, time to do that. Yung after taking a bath, that's the parang sacred time.
Yeah.
Wala na akong gagawin until I fall asleep. So, I don't know, that's my kumbaga golden hour na. It's just so good. So I try to fast forward everything to get to that point.
Get.
So the whole shower and taking a bath part, minamadali ko siya talaga because it's like, just want to get back into bed. So,
so that, you're not the type you know, to like put the anything in the shower. Yung parang, yun nga, mga mask, mga scrub, yun on. You
very
never
rarely.
Rare.
Yeah. I mean, I know that I should and sometimes I do. But more out of necessity, not because I enjoy it. Diba ikaw kasi na, na-enjoy mo siya
yeah.
The process. Sa akin parang, no, I really have to. Sige na nga, fine. More of ganun, diba? So, I'm not maganyan. I'm not kikay in that way na yung, let me put this slather on, this, you know, shea butter on my body. Hindi ako maganun. Parang, I mean, if it's there, sure, let's do it. But otherwise, parang make it a quick shower.
Ano yung ano? Ano pa yung iba mong sinaslather sa body mo? Wala.
Mga like, ano? Mga
kapas,
graba, ganun.
Graba! Grabe.
Grabe. Sinaslather ko, si Slather yung...
Slather! Sana all.
And number 8 from Juice Blank. Anap, paki-explain. Bakit malutong tong medyas mo na nakuha ko sa ilalim ng kama mo?
I don't even want to.
Alam mo, that's the part of like being a mom that I would not want to experience.
Yeah.
Like, no, please. Kasi ang dami niyang levels na like one, it's gross. Two, it's like this is my son.
Yeah.
This is gross.
And then you're gonna have to have that awkward conversation after. Oh my god.
Diba? It's just it's like no. I parang ano, parang kaya ikaw na mag-take charge. Ayoko.
I would not want to go near a crunchy sock.
Yes.
Also, like why did it become a thing that, you know, people, you know, do that? Like there's tissue, right, or something? I mean, let's get real.
Parang ayoko sagutin.
Hindi ko gets bakit sa socks kasi parang ako. Sayang yung socks, 'di ba? Hindi ko na siya, do people like still use it after? I mean like after washing it? Kasi di ba parang...
Dilaban naman na eh. Kaya nga medyo kinagamit mo, madali nang pwede mo namang linisin, di ba?
But may discard yung ano, contents right away.
Kaya usually, ikaw rin ang mag, ano, laban mo na after, di ba? Para hindi na...
After...
Ba't mo naman kasi itatapon sa ilalim ng kama mo? Baboy. Kadire. Number 7, coming from Renz Rufil. Anak, paki-explain. Di ba sabi mo matagal ka nang graduate? Mm-hmm. Bakit hanggang ngayon, never ko pang nakikita diploma mo?
Ooh. Ay. Well.
I know. Alam mo, this is ano ha. I mean, I know a couple of people. Sobrang like, unbelievably, alam ko until now, hindi pa rin alam ng parents nila that they never graduated.
Oh my, wow.
Yeah. Yung parang, it's just, you know, it's just one thing that and that they used to hide to the point that actually now, they're not even like hiding it. Mm-hmm. It's just, parang they just don't see the point in like, why do I have to tell you now? I mean, alam mo yun, ang dami ilang taon na yun dumaan na. You never found out. And lalo na, if you're successful naman at what you do, it's like, is there a point in me telling you na, oh, by
that
the way, I've never graduated?
Yeah.
Diba?
Hindi naman kasi siya prerequisite for success.
Yeah.
But the thing is, I think the problem there kasi is if they paid for, you know, your studies. Pero kasi parang if you paid
That's
for your studies.
That's true.
Diba? Parang there's... No,
hindi. Kahit, even if they did, it's not like you got the tuition money and you never went to school. It's not that. It's more like siguro, alam mo yung tinapos mo naman siya, pero siguro meron ka lang a couple of things that you didn't, you never, alam mo yun, yung siguro meron kang incomplete na isa or dalawa or may hindi ka na-submit and you never got around to submitting everything. Kaya you never graduated. But it's not like you deceived them na, na hindi ka pala pumapasok. Hindi naman ganun. But more like, yun nga, meron lang one or two things that you failed to accomplish. Pero yun nga, na parang eventually, you got over it, got a job, became successful, maayos naman yung buhay mo. So, noon, tinatago mo, di ba? It was a thing. Like, you were actively not telling them that you never graduated.
Yeah.
Pero it gets to a point where it's like, yeah, if they find out, so what? You know, I'm successful already. There's no need for me to hide it. But
true.
Yeah. Kung di naman nila tinatanong, ba't ko pa i-reveal?
That is
so may mga ganong ano lang talaga. And number six, coming from Camilo, anak, paki-explain kung bakit lagi kang tinatanong ng kaibigan mo, who's your daddy? Kung magkasama kayo sa kwarto, lagi siyang nandito pero di pa rin niya kilala tatay mo?
Oo, ano lang. I think it's time to meet the ano, the daddy. Oo, pag ganon.
Oh!
Mm,
pakilala mo.
Pakilala mo kasi. Hindi ka nagpapakilala eh. Tinatago mo ba ako?
Ganun ba? Ganun ba, Rika?
Ay, hindi pala.
Ipakilala? Talaga?
Wala nang nasabi. Sumikaw na lang.
Sigurado ka? Gusto mong i-pursue yung line
ano
of questioning
to,
na yan?
Entry lang eh.
Ito naman oh, may entry lang.
Entry lang eh.
May ganun ba? Ano ba sasabi mo dun sa mga
ano?
Taong ayaw ipakilala, sa mga...
Friends, ganun. Eh kasi, friends, ano, questionable co-host, kasi yung friends. Questionable kasi yung co-host, saka yung friends. So, naman na.
I mean, bakit? Bakit? Oh, diba? Pwede namang ipakilala.
Kasi gano'n. Sila yung
and
issue.
And number... gano'n. And number five from Archo Aguilar. Anak, paki-explain. Ano ba itong mga Funko Pop na laruan? Nilabas ko na ha sa box at tinapon ko na yung... Oh my gosh.
This obviously like you can't get like all out mad because that's your, you know, that's your dad
wala
or your mom. Wala na.
What I remember before, kami ng brother ko, we had an informal collection of cans. Yung mga soft drinks, beer cans. So, every time, like we were, especially in another country, pag merong iba yung sulat, di ba? And like, yung kunyari, Coke in Japan, di ba? It would be written in Japanese. So, we would keep that can. And then, you know, just keep it in our room. Tapos alam mo yung one day, tigla na lang pagdating, pag-uwi namin, parang, eh, asan yung mga lata?
Ouch!
Yung mom namin was like, hello, wala namang mga laman eh. Edi pinatapong ko lahat.
Siguro in the head is like, kalat wala lang to eh. O, lalanggamin lang to.
Oo. I mean, yeah. kaya nga yan, ano, di ba, lalagyan niya ng inumin. So, pag wala na yung inumin, bakit nandito pa yun?
Ouch! Bakit oh tinatago? My gosh.
And sakit. We super like, really like collected that from different countries, from kasi when we were young, we used to travel a lot as a family. So yun, like Europe, imagine may mga ano from Russia, Czechoslovakia, Yugoslavia, yung mga ganun pa yung mga bansa nun. We would like collect them. Wala. All gone. Like kasi pinatapon.
Ang sakit. Like oh my gosh. Alam mo kaya ano eh, whenever I do that, as in, I tell the whole household. Ganon. Parang overwhelming na ako na. Oh guys ha, ano, huwag niyo to gagalawin. Ganon ako sa bahay.
Well, ang ano lang kasi dyan, ang assumption mo is that in our household, that will make any difference.
Okay.
That's your assumption.
Oo.
In ours, kahit magpaparada ka pa, magpa-press conference ka pa, magdala ka pa ng mga media to cover your statement na ito ay collection ko, ha? Huwag niyong gagalawin. Kala mo may power yun.
Wala.
Oo, bukas wala na rin ulit yan. Kahit may pa-press.
Alam mo kaya, Chico, ilagay mo na sa bahay ko yung mga statue mo. Oo. I'll take care of it.
Okay na ako.
I'll take care of it. I'll take care of the benta. Benta! Bebenta ko yan.
Sa benta. Bigay ko sa ledger. Magkano yung magkano ko na benta. Magkano yung cut ko. And number 4 from Christopher Salvador. Anak, paki-explain. Bakit may bago kang gamit, sapatos, or gadget? Ito yung magpapagupit ka dun sa parlor sa kanto. Okay?
Freebies.
Okay.
Freebies.
Ah, freebies.
Diba? Why not?
Oh, parang, imagine mo, pumunta ka dun, naggupitan ka na nga, may gadget ka.
Oh. Why ano not? Yung,
diba? Parang anong klaseng... business yun, di ba? Palugi yung business.
Oo nga, paano naman, pa-share naman ng ano, pa-share ng information para punta tayo dun.
Parang pag sinabi ng parents mo na parang ano, punta tayo dun, tara, sama mo ko.
Ay, hindi ma, ano sila, very gender specific lang ang
hindi ano wala ng opening. Oo, parang full na yung
school book.
Oo. Fully booked. Na-booking na.
Oo.
Na-booking. Na-booking na. Tapos na, guys. Number 3 from Memski. Anak, paki-explain. Bakit nood ka ng nood ng Minecraft YouTubers? Eh, hindi ka naman naglalaro ng
Bakit nga?
Eh, ano kasing paki nyo? Eh, kung hindi naman yung...
Ikaw ba, Chico, naglalaro ka ng Minecraft? Mm-mm.
Hindi. Pero may dalawa akong kilala na YouTuber na...
Pataya
siyang panoorin, ha?
Updated.
Hindi lang ano? Hindi lang Minecraft? Like, madaming mga topic-topic na...
Kahit anong minamine? Anong minamine? Papanoorin mo. Nila?
Oo. Naku. Tsaka yung mga YouTubers na yan, minsan yung topic, wala ka namang pake. Pero, ang husay kasi nila mag-present. Diba? Mm. Yung ganda ng mga usapan, ng mga diskusyon, ng mga akmang topico. Ano topico?
Topico.
Ano ba sa Tagalog yung topic? Ano sa Tagalog yung topic?
Sulirani? Hindi ko alam.
Tulirtanin, ano ba yan? Problem yun eh.
A problem ba yun?
Oo. Ang mga akmang usap-usapan, yan. Ukol sa gaming.
Usap-usap.
Ano ba yung gaming sa Tagalog? Gaming?
Gaming.
Usapin?
Usapin, pwede rin. Mga usapin. And, number 2 from Emo Fats. Anak, paki-explain. Bakit pag nasa public CR tayo, lagi mong pinipili kung alin pa yung may butas sa gilid? Ba't dyan ka? Diba mas gusto mo dapat yung mga walang butas, yung mga walang defect, diba? Yung mga area. Bakit
oo,
ka dun
kasi
sa
diba,
kung saan
dun... yung, I mean, like, ano, it's not naman. A hygienic, ano, place, diba? Dapat dun sa walang butas.
Oo naman, syempre. Dapat wala. Doon kayo sa ayos. Ibig sabihin, sira. Diba? Sira yung cubicle kung may butas. Huwag kayo dun, hindi maganda yun. The top, anak, paki-explain, comes from J.R. Keita.
J.R. Keita says,
Anak, paki-explain, ano yung naririnig kung sinisigaw nyo ng best friend mo sa kwarto mo na category is extravaganza? Ano yun?
Extravaganza!
Ta-ta-ta-ta-ta!
Ba't kayo nagsisigaw doon? Ano nangyayari? Wala lang. Wala lang ma. Wala yun. Nag-ano lang kami. Palakasan. Sports.
Sports lang.
May na-ano lang. Sports lang. So, there you go. The top 10, anak, paki-explain. If you've got entries, go ahead and tweet us. Twitter.com/RX931. Please include hashtag The Morning Rush and hashtag anak, paki-explain in all your tweets.
Monster RX any 3.1. Hello, Team Bahay. Are you there?
Hello.
Hi. Okay, so let's do TMR watch list for Friday, you know, so that people will have, you know, some ideas what they're going to watch over the weekend. Go ahead.
How I Met Your Father. So, yeah, it's out already, the first two episodes. And, yeah, I got to watch the first two episodes. I enjoyed it. Kim Cattrall in the opening scene. So, she's the one. Basically, the setting is like, I don't want to spoiler, no? The setting is like, it's 2050. And then, kinakwento niya how she met the father in 2022. So, like, current times. So, yung current Kim Cattrall or the younger Kim Cattrall is played by Hilary Duff. So it's very cute. It's actually like literally like the same as How I Met Your Mother. Like it's the same vibe, it's the same music and all that. So if you like that, then you should check out How I Met Your Father. Parang yun lang yung pinanood ko, I think.
That's cute. Although I haven't watched How I Met Your Mother, so I wouldn't know.
I wasn't like a big fan. I mean, I watched it, but I didn't follow it or anything like that. Like, I would watch it every now and then whenever I'd catch it on TV before. So, yeah.
Okay.
Parang ano eh, no? Like, it's one of those things na, like, for me, siguro like, this is like friends ni Hazel or Star Wars ni Rika. Yung parang ako parang ganyan. That's one of the super popular shows that I've never really watched. I mean, I would watch snippets. I would watch scenes. Mm. But I never got into it. Like, I have a general idea of what it's about. And, diba, at the time, it was super popular. Everyone was into How I Met Your Mother. Pero, yeah, I never got on that train either. Like, never ko siya napanood or na, na experience as a cultural reference.
Yeah, I mean, same din naman. But, I mean, kasi it's in the same line ng ano eh, ng friends. Kaya, I kind of get it. But, for me, actually, okay, so it's kind of a weird thing because my watch list would be, well, YouTube first. So before I tell you about like the main thing, YouTube. I've been obsessing over people doing cafe vlogs. So, you know, people who work in cafes and they just make drinks and desserts and everything. And it's mostly ASMR. And you guys should check out Latte Papa on YouTube. So literally Latte Papa, ganun. And then he does like a lot of, you know, making drinks. Multiple drinks and then making dessert, and I think it's just so relaxing. So if you're that kind of person who wants to relax while watching YouTube, go check Latte Papa. Also Park Bari. So Park and then B-A-R-I. Like medyo same cinema vlogs. They make they don't just make coffee, they make mostly desserts or dessert drinks. So it's really nice. And, you know, it also looks nice because it's so clean and then you only see their hands and marinig mo lang yung parang clinking and clanking of the spoons and the glasses. And it's so relaxing. As in, parang I've been so obsessed. And then another one is, I've been watching a lot of, well, I've been on TikTok for a while and I've been seeing a lot of snippets from And Just Like That. As in, convinced na talaga ako na manunood na ako. As in.
I just have to start because episode 8 na.
Yeah, I saw a scene with Miranda and the husband. And that was such a powerful
scene. And Steve.
Yeah, and Steve. That was such a powerful scene. Oh my, like I was about to send the TikTok, but naisip ko baka hindi pa napapanood or something yung recent episode, so
I'm super updated.
Yeah, okay, so
I literally watch it first thing. Yeah,
grabe, that was such a scene, and it was so quiet also, like they didn't need a big thing to talk about that, like they didn't need a big fight to talk about that. It was just they were on the couch and then that's, and I was like, oh my gosh. Tapos nakakatawa pa
that
kasi...
That was last night. I mean, yesterday's episode.
Yeah. And then nakakatawa pa yung nag-take ng video ng ano, ng, tawag ko dito, ng episode on TikTok. Kasi diba may line doon na, this is married life. And then yung nag-take ng video, yes! Yung parang totally agree. Hindi naman siya spoiler, you guys. Okay, so... I'm really planning to watch that. Yun yung watch list ko for the week.
Go, go.
Yes. How about you, Chito?
Well, for me, haven't been, you know, able to watch a lot. But the siguro yung medyo noteworthy for me was The House. It's,
okay, yeah.
It's an animated trio of short stories. But it's like one long movie. Parang chapter into three mini stories. And ang ano lang niya, ang disturbing niya. It doesn't match the visuals. Because the visuals, ano siya eh, stop animation. Hindi siya yung, ano, tama ba? Stop motion?
Stop
what do you call
motion,
it?
Yeah.
Parang stop motion kind of animation. Hindi siya drawings. So they're like dolls na pinapagalaw nila,
yeah.
Parang ganun. So very fantastic Mr. Fox, parang ganun yung animation niya. Pero it's pretty dark. Not super dark, not like demonic dark, hindi naman ganun. But like medyo madidisturb ka. Oo, may mga very disturbing, actually to the point that I kind of like googled yung mga explained articles. The House explained. Kasi medyo ano ako na parang, what did I just watch? What was that? What was that all about? Kasi parang on the surface, it just seemed like creepy stories. So I was very curious if, was there a social commentary at all attached to it? And apparently, meron naman pala. It's just that maybe I just completely missed it. I was just too creeped out by some of the storylines na, ano yan? Ba't ganyan? Medyo may ganong mystified effect sa akin yung short stories. Yeah, but disturbing is the word for it. Not so much scary. But if you're into something that's a little unexpected, hindi siya happy ano ha? Hindi siya feel good. Let me just warn you in advance. Pero if you want something interesting, you might want to check out The House.
Parang ano, no? Parang you wouldn't expect it to be like that with the title.
Yeah. And lalo na when you see the visuals. Kasi the visuals look cute, kind of cute. And
uh-huh.
You're like, this is interesting. Parang, okay, this is going to be a feel-good. Akala ko parang feel-good eh. Bigla pagpanood ka na bata. Ganito. Parang nalalungkot lang ako nung pinanood ko eh. Kasi medyo, yun nga, it's not an... It's a very dark comedy kind of animated film. So hard. I can't even describe it. It's just disturbing, basically.
Pero ano ah, di ba stop motion, parang they make that for like a really long time. It doesn't...
Oh, yes. Diba? Yes. Like more than animated, like yung traditional animation. Yeah, stop motion is painstaking. Because you have to do it like really slow and, you know, frame by frame, you take a photograph.
Grabe.
You might want to check it out. It's
the
not
effort.
For everyone. It's not even the kind of show that I would tell people, uy, watch this, you're going to like it. I'm not even sure if you're going to like it. I'm just saying, if you're in the mood for a palate cleanser of your usual fare, this is definitely not your usual fare. Something that's very pang iba lang ng pace at mood. Because for sure, hindi ito yung regular. Yeah.
If you just want to wallow in your emotions. Okay, go check
not
it out.
Even, it's so hard to explain. I can't even say na it'll bring you to an emotional place because it probably won't. It's just really weird.
Kung you know
gusto
what?
Mo medyo ano, yung
medyo interesting
semi-nightmare.
Oh.
Kung gusto mo medyo semi-nightmare-ish, yun, you can watch that.
Okay, that's pretty interesting. That's the TMR watch list for this weekend. Hope you guys can check it out. And if you do have any suggestions, go ahead and tweet us at RX931, hashtag TMR watch list.
TMR Top 10. The Morning Rush Top 10.
Monster RX 93.1, it's time for the top 10. Hello, team. Bye. Are you there? Yes. I feel like you
are.
Hello. Oh, there we go.
I am. I was on mute. So, as usual, ang ganda ng ano, Monster RX. Hindi ako naririnig. All right, so here we go. We've got our top 10 for today, courtesy of Kyle Llanes. Thank you, Kyle. Let's do the top 10. Hashtag anak paki-explain. Let's start off at number 10 from the Super Malas Guy. The classic, ang tagal na ng friend request ko, bakit ayaw mong i-accept?
Hindi ako siya nag-Facebook mo.
I have, I feel very fortunate na hindi na into Facebook yung mom ko.
Right.
Even my dad when he was alive. I never had to go through that because they were never into social media at all. So, I never had the whole awkward parang them reading my tweets or seeing my Instagram posts or my tweets or I mean my Facebook posts. Kasi nga, well, it was pretty safe. Wala ka namang. And plus, so, not so much ano eh. Like, I'm not naman ma-post na, like, let's say, sexy photos or anything like that that they could probably question, di ba? Pero, minsan kasi there's a side of you that's not, hindi naman unwholesome, hindi naman criminal or anything like that. But, it's just a different side of you. And you kind of feel uncomfortable if your parents saw that side of you, even though it's not bad. Nako-conscious ka lang kasi it's not a side of you that you know that they don't see that side of you. So
yeah.
When you bring it out for your friends, for your other circles, para nako-conscious ka kasi you feel like, ay, may ganyang aspect ka pala na hindi namin alam. And I guess that's the part that would probably be a little awkward for me.
Yeah, because I mean, like a lot of people, parang medyo may change when it comes to, you know, their social media life. Na medyo iba siya.
Yeah.
May iba siya with, you know, the real life. Obviously, diba, parang it's fun on social media and gusto mo makulit ka and everything. So, yeah, I kind of get it na you don't want your family to see that. Ako nga minsan,
actually,
pili lang talaga eh. Not just like with my parents, like even like titos and titas. Also because I don't want to have that awkward conversation, diba?
I guess that's the ano, that's the weird thing about people in our industry. Kasi obviously, especially for us, like as we evolve, let's say on air, diba, parang nag-iiba yung what we choose to reveal. I remember like when you were new, parang ang ano mo is matino ka eh, di ba? Harap mo.
Matino pa din naman ako. Grabe. Actually, hindi. Actually, over the years, na-realize ng mga tao na, ah, totoo pala yung sinasabi ni Rica. Ganon.
Oo.
Wala pala siya sa katinoan.
Oo eh. Kasi ako yun talaga yung naano ko eh, na parang, I'm sure yung mga taong naniniwala pa rin na matino si Rica siguro would feel a little awkward na parang ay iba pala ang pagkakakilala ko sa anak ko, akala ko ganito, akala ko ganyan.
May top
tapos meron kang
pala.
mga ano, hindi I prefer the word pitik. May pitik. Diba? Yung parang So sometimes, diba, it's not so much na, like when we start talking about, let's say, when we talk about naughty stuff and mga fantasies and mga crushes, yung parang when you feel like, let's say, family or friends who are not familiar with that side of you, di ba parang nakaka-conscious na parang pag nalaman mo na narinig pala nila yung mga pinagsasasabi mo. Like, for example, sila Doc Rose, di ba?
Uy!
Alam na
nga pala.
May ano ka pala sa ano, sa mga parking lot, sa mga mall security.
Alam mo kaya ano sila, mama? Sa labas ako lagi pinapapark ng bahay. Anak, dyan ka lang sa labas. No!
Baka ipasok ang dumi sa bahay.
Nga pala, birthday ni George today! Happy birthday,
oh,
George!
Happy birthday!
Grabe!
Happy birthday!
Ripe age of
alam mo,
28. Ano na siya?
Yung mga ano, marami rin pala ako ano, na-feel ko na-mention. Marami din akong mga napanood na mga Korean stuff. And I got to watch my first. Kasi try to avoid, di ba pag K-drama, parang dalawa siya usually. Yung, alam mo yung the modern version, they're in an office or something. And then there's that, yung naka-traditional Korean costume.
Yeah.
Yung mga dynasty era pa nila. I usually avoid that. Kasi parang hindi ako masyadong fond of that kind of period. So, but, you know, for some reason, I got to watch one na you know, na parang, ah, maganda naman pala. Like, I've been always been trying to avoid it because feeling ko hindi ko siya magugustuhan. Tapos, yun, parang may mga naano ko na yung, di ba, during that era, very proper sila and very, basta not like modern times.
Yeah.
Very traditional, very, ano, and pero maraming tinatagong darkness. Ikaw ang naaalala ko, Rica, pag napapanood ko yung mga kasi may mga ganong storyline lagi na yung parang this girl who looks so tame and so mild and hindi makabasag pinggan, yung pala siya yung parang murderer monster na ganun, yung mga ganon.
Ari ka nga.
ganon. Yung parang, di ba, yung ika nga ni Marky, wolf in sheep's clothing. Ganun. And number 9, coming from Camilo. Anak, paki-explain, bakit ka kinikindata ng rider tuwing meron siyang dinedeliver? Yung parang meron na kayong secret code na kayo lang yung nakakaintindi. Siguro ito yung parang hand gesture lang siya, pero ang pangungusap eh, oh ma'am, mahal na naman tong binili niyo.
We can I just tell you about my rider story yesterday. It was so funny. Oh. So, ano, so may dineliver na siya na package for me. And then, diba, they would have to take a photo for, ano, yeah, for the, I don't know why, but they have to take a photo, right? Eh kasi pagbaba ko may dala akong ano trash. So may dala akong trash bag. Tapos nung kinuha ko na yung item, sabi niya, "Ma'am, pipicturean ko lang po ang na ano ko na show ko sa photo, yung trash bag." Tapos sabi ni Kuya, "Ay ma'am, hindi po 'yan." Yung item po, hindi po yung basura nyo. As in, parang hiyang-hiya ako. Yun pa yung naano ko sa photo.
Tapos ano, no, binaba mo yung basura, no? Binaba mong ganyan. Tapos ano, hawak mo na yung package. Tapos pagka-click niya ng camera, titingin siya sa'yo, "Ay, ma'am, eh, basura pa rin po yung nasa picture." "Ma'am, paano ba yan? Basura pa rin yung nasa
basura
picture."
Basura pa rin eh.
And number 8 from Christopher Salvador. This is a tweak on the earlier entry. Anak, paki-explain, bakit may t-shirt ka sa ilalim ng kama na sintigas na ng plywood? Oh, di ba? Ayaw mo ng medyas. Oh, t-shirt naman.
T-shirt?
Why? Why? Don't you have like,
diba,
tissue,
no?
Or why?
That's what shirt. I said. Tissue, di ba?
What the hell?
Wait, is it because ano? Is it
ako
because
I sleep beside ano? Yeah, my tissue, my wipes, I have everything. My contact lens solution. Yeah, just, you know. my lip balm. Kompleto. Hindi lang naman tissue and wipes yung katabi ko sa pagtulog.
Kaya ko ano, gamit ko ano, dyaryo, kartulina. Ang sakit ng kartulina, grabe.
Oh my God. Oslo paper.
Oslo paper.
When was the last time? When was the last time you used Oslo paper? Sobrang tagal na, hindi ko ma-imagine.
Grade 1? I don't know.
Grade school, oo, for sure.
Tsaka ano, Manila paper. Ang tagal
yung Manila paper till high school, medyo nagagamit pa eh. Ang, ano din, ano yung isa, illustration board.
Illustration board.
Diba?
Hello, Manila paper, kahit ngayon, ginagawa. Diba, sometimes for like, shoots.
For office. Ah, oo.
Yung, yeah,
oo.
Not everyone has like, what do you call that?
A teleprompter.
Teleprompter, diba? So, marami na experience ko pa na like literal Manila paper na parang Diyos ko. Alam mo yung turn nila yung page ang ingay-ingay. Yung parang yung parang okay, sige, let's do it. Number 7 from Chinito Ken. Anak, paka-explain. May kumatok sa pinto natin, hinahanap ka. Nagkakilala daw kayo sa grinder. Anong gilingan ba yan sa palengke?
Coffee grinder.
And oh, there's a new, did you see, there's a, I saw a trailer for it's coming out Feb, parang the Tinder, ano ba ito? The Tinder
killer,
hindi killer eh, parang ano siya, scammer na, oh, na he scams women.
Okay.
Na parang may magbibigay
ito ba yung may
Tinder,
private jet kunyari, tapos
yes, as in like alam mo yung magdi-dinner kayo,
ka bigla.
Diba? Magdi-dinner kayo, so parang okay, this is good, you know, he's very handsome, he's very smart, tapos biglang hey, why don't we just, you know, take a trip, tapos akala mo kotse, di ba, dadaling kanya private jet, you'll jet off to another country, ganong levels eh, syempre ikaw impressed na impressed ka, tapos yun biglang my life is in danger. You know, I need a certain amount of money.
Shoot. Na
yung 6 figures umaabot na parang, I just need you to save my life now. Tapos it will turn out scam. Bigla mawawala na siya and all that. And the women, andito, ano han, it's not fiction. It's a documentary. And parang they banded together to kind of like trap him.
Mm-mm.
And he's scary. Like, you know, he would call them up and threaten them if they ever decided to do something about it. And like, looks very up your alley, Rika.
But when you think about it, diba, parang ano, parang even if sabihin natin na may private jet kunyari yung date niyo and everything, that's still practically a stranger. I'm not gonna,
yeah,
I'm
you,
sorry,
like,
that
submit yourself.
You know, diba, kasi parang I think yung ano, yung nakaka-scam sa kanila is when they're told na it's a life or death situation or life and death situation. So, parang may sense of panic katuloy na, okay, parang masasave mo. Pero for me, kasi parang even if somebody told me na ganun, parang ano, I would be like, maybe you should call your other friends or I don't know, someone else, but not me. Not me. Because I barely know
police.
You.
Diba? I'd be like, yeah. Call the cops. Why are you calling me up? I mean, like, but then of course, malamang napili na sila, diba? They're probably the ones who can afford it. I mean, let's
pinargin
say,
na.
If you're doing your research, you probably won't go for any of the PMR hosts.
Baka kami ang mang scam sa'yo.
Diba?
True.
I mean, you'd probably go for some rich people, right? Number 6 coming from Juice Blank. True story, makikinig kami ng TMR podcast. Sabi ng mom ko, ano ba yan? Tawanan ng tawanan. And then I was like, meh, di mo kasi nagigets kung ano yung nakakatawa. Sabi ng mom, anong nakakatawa ba? Tapos sabi ni Juice Blanc, yung kung gaano kalaki yung quote sweldo ni Chico. Sabi ng mom niya, oh, anong nakakatawa sa sweldo? Yeah.
Palakihan lang.
Palakihan kasi. And number 5, coming from Nero, anak, paki-explain, Jonathan, bakit nakalabas yung gown ng mama mo nung minsang umuwi kami galing sa labas? Nako, siguro, pinasukat mo sa girlfriend mo. Okay. That's what I wonder, okay.
I wonder what Nero said. Kunyari, totoo yun, no? Like, kunyari kaya, what would you even say?
What would you... Siguro ano, I'd say, kasi parang, you know, I'm thinking of getting mom a dress. And I want
right.
to see the
size. Oo nga,
and
pwede,
I forgot pwede. To, and I forgot to, like, put it back properly or where it belonged. So, I just wanted to check the size.
Ah, mahusay.
Ang alam ko naman na isa, this husband, I don't know if this is a true story or maybe it's a movie or a TV show I was watching. Parang nahuli nung wife niya yung gift niya dun sa mistress niya. Tapos, ang in-excuse niya was that, no, I was keeping this as a surprise for you. But the problem is, like, kunyari, shoes. It's not her size. And she knows that the husband knows her size.
Mm.
So, kunyari, ano ba yung typical size ng girl shoes? 5?
7.
7.
Oh, kunyari 7. Kunyari 7 siya. You know I'm a 7. This shoe is like a 6. So, how can it be for me? Because you would never buy me a size 6. You know I'm a size 7.
Alam mo na ano ko. It reminds me lagi of Love Actually. And yung part na nakita niya may box. Parang nakita niya sa somewhere na nakatago, may box yung husband niya. So she kind of assumed na yun yung i-gift sa kanya sa Christmas, di ba? Like jewelry or whatever. Tapos biglang nung Christmas na like, exchange gift na sila na family, yung binigay sa kanya like something else, like a record or whatever. Yeah. So, meaning, hindi kanya yung jewelry.
Oh, ouch! What did you even say?
Grabe, that scene broke my heart.
Was this Emma Thompson?
Yes! Oo!
Oh. Diba, no? So, oh, I remember that scene. Ay, nako. Number 4 from Maxine
DeWinter.
Actually,
sorry, I just remembered this one story from the podcast I listened to. Pero hindi kasi siya true crime eh. Parang nakwento lang nila. There was this baker who owns a bakery, ganyan. Tapos may nag-order na guy. May nag-order ng 2 cakes. Tapos yung isa sa girlfriend, isa sa wife. Tapos, for some reason... Actually, parang hindi, ginastify niya na lang yung ginawa niya. Basically, pinagpalit niya yung cake sa delivery. Para yung cake nung girlfriend mapunta sa wife, yung cake nung wife mapunta sa girlfriend.
Oh,
as in like...
Para mabisto.
Oo, para mabisto. Pero parang naisip niya lang kasi nung time na yon na parang, I mean, nagpa-deliver ka lang naman. So, mali mo na I mixed it up, diba? Yung parang,
I mean, I've experienced getting deliveries for someone else. See? Na nagkapalit kami. Tapos, iba yung nakalagay na pangalan sa card. Usually, pag PR package, gano'n.
Yes, yeah, exactly.
Madalas mangyari, diba?
Oo.
Sa akin, it happens all the time. I'll get like a package and then nakalagay doon parang, Dear Liza, I hope you enjoy this. And I'm like, ay naku, nagkamali na naman.
Lorena. Liza, Lorena.
Lorena.
And number four from Maxine Winter. Anak, paki-explain. Bakit yan pinapakinggan mo sa radyo? Tawang-tawa sa kagulayan. Masabi lang, talong, pechay, ngis-ngisan na ng ngis-ngisan.
Ano po, mahilig ko sa gulay. Oo.
Oo, very ano, very healthy, health conscious. We're a health
actually,
conscious.
Actually, alam mo, talong and pechay, parehong hindi ko kinakain. Hindi, I mean, hindi ko trip kainin.
I love pechay. Ang talong kasi parang depende sa luto. Kasi merong, alam mo yung ano, merong talong kasi na makati sa lalamunan.
Mm.
That doesn't sound right.
Hindi kasi pag makati, kamutin mo.
You need to get that check, ha?
Oo nga.
Huwag na yung talong.
Alam mo yun, yung parang meron talaga yun, meron talong na parang pag kinain mo, okay naman siya. Pero meron talaga yung parang suddenly, ay, kati ng, ano
pag,
mo, ng
pag makati pa sa lalamunan, ano, na dudual ka, gano'n.
Hindi gano'n. Paano lang siya, yung parang bangos, di ba may bangos na
kinain mo, okay.
Makati. That's my only problem with talong.
Yung ano to, know. Yung parang yung grilled talong. Or
actually, any?
Ano?
It doesn't matter. Oo, any. Meron talaga siya na parang, ay, it's, I don't know why. Ano ba yun? Magulang na siya or something? Or I don't know eh. Same thing with banana. Banana. Talong kasi. Mango. Di ba yung merong mangga na...
Sa puwet na part, makate.
Yung, di ba, ang... Like what Baby Whale always tells me is that pag kung masyadong nangab-ngabin yung buto, kasi nga, di ba, may parang buhok-buhok na yun.
Yes, parang, especially sa puwet.
Mm-mm.
Oo.
Bakit
kayo ganyan?
Pag mo nga ngab-ngab.
Pag ano? Yung
point.
Like, skip that part. Oo.
Pag fibrous. Pag masyado marami yung... Well, ang ano tawag nila, di ba, bunot? Pag yung maraming bunot.
Pero kasi minsan, ano, sayang. Minsan yun pa naman yung juicy part. Kasi di ba doon na
pero
pupunta yung...
Kasi, minsan nagugulat ka
how
long the buhok are. Oo, yung parang, haba. Yung parang ganito yan.
Sumasabit pa sa ano? Sumasabit sa teeth minsan, di ba?
Hindi, pero ako worth it naman yung kate. Worth it yung kate sa lalamunan.
Tanong natin si Rica bilang expert talong eater, di ba?
Ay, oh, totoo yan. I like talong. Oo. Talong and pechay actually. Well.
Well, ako kasi, alam mo, to be honest, until now, nalilito ko sa pechay ba? Ano ba yun?
Bok choy.
Di ba may pechay? Tapos merong pechay Taiwan, may pechay Baguio.
Yeah.
I prefer one over the other. Kaya lang di ko alam which is which.
Which one? Okay.
Ang mas gusto ko yung the lighter green one, not the darker green one.
Hindi ba yung normal pechay that we see in the grocery store is pechay Baguio?
Yun nga, I'm so confused.
Kasi ako, I get normal pechay and then I get Taiwan pechay, which is bok choy, diba? It's the same thing.
Yun yung mas hindi ko type. Mas gusto ko yung Baguio. Yun yung parang...
Yeah, yung lighter pechay.
Pakwan.
Ano?
Para siyang pakwan, diba? Yung itsura niya. Yung parang ano siya, parang...
Pakwan?
No, I mean like... Pag, hindi, like a big capsule. Ganun yung shape niya, diba? Tama.
No, that's the...
Di ba parang bok choy yung ano?
I think you're thinking about Chinese cabbage. Yung para okay, siyang isang...
Wala na. Lalo na ako nalito.
Yung ginagamit for kimchi.
Yes, yun. Yung
Chinese cabbage yun. Cabbage yun. Yeah.
But pechay yung tawag din sa amin.
Baka sa inyo. Pero if you look at the ano label...
Saan ba nilalagay ang pechay? Kasi bok choy, I like it kapag sa mga soup.
Ano, pechay, pwede. Pero ano, igisa. Tapos usually sa ano, sa sinigang, pwede din.
May pechay?
Oo, oh, diba? Minsan nilalagay ng pechay.
Sinigang with pechay?
May pechay, diba?
Baka nilaga. Parang walang...
Nilaga?
Parang kami walang pechay sa
kami
ano,
may pechay
sinigang.
Sa sinigang. Alam mo, ha? Dahil paulit-ulit natin sinasabi yung pechay.
Di ba kangkong? Kangkong ang nilalagay sa sinigang, di ba?
Minsan may pechay kami sa sinigang. As in.
Oh.
Oo. Pati nilaga. Nilaga, oo. May pechay talaga. Oo. Natatawa na tuloy ako sa word na pechay. Ulit-ulit kasi natin sinasabi yung pechay.
Oh, tas ano, samahan mo parang bokchoy. Bokchoy at pechay.
Yung bokchoy masarap. Actually, masarap yung bokchoy pag like steamed. Tapos lagyan mo ng oyster sauce tapos garlic bits.
Favorite ni mama yung bokchoy.
Ako din.
Wag lang magulang, di ba? Kasi ako, yun ang problema ko lagi with pechay kasi. Like sometimes, pag medyo magulang na yung nabili mo, like it's so stringy.
Mm.
Like, alam mo yun, yung parang pag inano mo, pag nginunguya mo na, parang
mahirap
like
na, yeah.
Chewing like an abaka, ano ba yun, abaniko na abaka. Parang ganun
yeah,
yung kinakain mo, diba?
Kaya ako, lagi kong chinachop talaga yung pechay ko.
It has to be fresh. It has to be super fresh.
Tsaka yung may crunch pa siya. Yeah. Kasi diba may crunch
yeah,
yun?
Yeah. Mm. Yun nga yung gusto ko sa ano, kasi parang hindi siya nag... naggaganon even the older ones hindi nag whatever you call it yung nga yung the one you're saying cabbage ba yun but
Chinese cabbage
kasi pechay yung tawag eh. Oo. Number 3 from C Antithesis, anak, paka-explain ano ba yung hashtag alter na lagi mong tinitweet? Hello? Paano mo explain kay mama yun?
Ano na lang, secret.
And number 2 from JR Keita, anak, paka-explain, bakit ang dami-dami mong binibiling flashlight? Pero parang sira naman yata lahat. Hindi ka lang umiilaw.
Oh no, stay away from those flashlights.
Bakit walang umiilaw? Hindi siya umiilaw talaga.
Hindi, feeling ko alugin mo. Alugin mo. Like, di ba usually inaalog yung ganun?
Huwag mo nga alugin, please.
Feeling ko kasi dapat inaalog yung ganun eh, di ba? Or like, ano bang pwede pang gawin? Sundutin mo or something?
Bang! Sundutin. If you know what's good for you. And the top, anak, paki-explain, comes from Emo Fats.
Emo Fats says,
anak, paki-explain, bakit pa na yung inom mo ng pineapple juice bago kayo mag-date ng girlfriend mo? Hydration?
Oo, hydration.
Siyempre, hydration, importante yun. Diba? Kailangan namang mami, biglang nade-dehydrate ka na pala, diba? So, dapat ano ka, very well hydrated for good skin and hindi ka tatamlay-tamlay. And marami siyang vitamins and minerals and even fiber. Mm-hmm. Even the juice, diba? Has fiber, so ganda yan. Ganda yung pineapple
okay yan,
juice.
Oo.
Kayo ba? Ano bang iniinom nyo?
Ako, okay ako sa pineapple juice. I love.
Ako din. Have you tried juicing it?
I like legit na pineapple.
Pineapple.
Like, oo, like not even, I'm not talking about like
yung canned.
One in the cans. Oo. Like literal, ipapass mo through a juicer. Pineapple
slices. Oh, I have never.
Oh my god! It's like insanely sweet. Like,
oof.
Even sweeter than the sweetened pineapple juice.
Oh wow!
Sobra! Ang tamis-tamis niya. Like,
pero alam mo, totoo talaga, meron talagang season na sobrang tamis ng pinya. As in, I love like just going to Tagaytay tapos bibili lang ng pinya. Tapos yung
ng pinya.
I think yung mas sweeter, yung medyo mas maliliit na pinya.
Mm-hmm.
Oo. I found that they're sweeter. Diba?
Pero it's crazy kasi, alam mo yung, even when, let's say, the fruit itself isn't particularly extra, extra sweet. Like, the moment you juice it, oh my gosh, it's like pure
actually,
sugar.
I've never experienced yung pure juice. Pero na-experience, kasi usually, alam ko usually yung pineapple, hinahalo siya sa mga green juice.
Yes.
Pampatamis.
Yun, yun.
So pag, yun, oo, pag ganun.
Pag hinalo mo siya with other stuff, parang it's, it balances it out.
Yes. Pure.
I just, kasi like I only, you know, did, I mean, I've only experienced it siguro last year or 20, basta during the pandemic. Pag puro siya, grabe. Like, it's like a punch in the gut. Ganun siya ka-tamis. Like, wow. This is so sweet.
Kaya parang masarap siguro haluan nga ng greens, you know, ng ibang, ano, oh, ibang fruits.
Pwede mo nga siya, ano, like, pwede mo nga siya gawing concentrate. Alam mo yung just put half of the glass of, tapos lagyan mo ng
tubig. Oh my God.
Yun, mm-hmm. Ganun siya ka-tamis. Pwedeng-pwede mo siyang i-dilute. And there you go, the top 10. Anak, paki-explain. We've got a couple of more batches, but when we come back.
TMR Top 10. The Morning Rush Top 10.
Monster RX 93.1. It's time for the top 10. But before we go live, actually, we are live on Facebook.com/RX931. I do want to say hello to all the monsters tuned in. People who texted us on the Monster text line 0961-137-931. Say hello to Choi and to Paula. Good morning to you. Good morning also to Renz. Happy weekend. And to Rob over at Viber. What's up to Jonas, who says, hello there, good morning. Hi to Carr and Ken Lester, who says, topic is paksa in Tagalog. Yes, we did forget that. And to Mimi, welcome back, Chico. Yes, we are glad that Chico is back. And we are live on Facebook.com/RX931. Let's do this. Okay. There we go. Hello. Hello, Team Bahay.
Hello.
Oh, hey.
Hi.
We're live. We're also on air.
Yes, we are. And let's do the top 10 for today, courtesy of Kyle Yanis. Thank you. Anak, paki-explain. Let's start off at number 10 from Rudes Antonio. Anak, bakit laging hubad ka na sa lahat ng post mo sa social media? Again, for those who never saw that, obviously the evolution happened slowly, pero being there, being your parents, hindi mo na witness yung slowly pagiging thirst trapper ng anak mo. Kaya bigla na lang nasushock ka na, na hala, halos wala nang saplot tong anak ko, pinagpo-post-post mo. So I kind of understand it, why parents would probably feel a little like, what's going on here? What's going on?
Wala. Kaya I mean, medyo like, ano yan. Pag ganun ba mag-explain? Like, I don't want to have that conversation. Ay.
Yun eh, kasi most likely, parents would probably feel that way. I don't know if they'll ever bring it up with their kids.
Yeah,
you know,
true.
Kasi diba, may families din na, you know, what we don't talk about won't hurt us. So.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Di ko
so,
parang
ano, sa, and just like that, yung anak ni Charlotte, si Lily, a teenager, parang nakita niya na yung Finsta ni Lily na may parang picture na very... But actually, parang ano naman, it was like workout wear. Hindi naman siya all out pa sex. Pero, okay, you know, for her age, kasi ano ba, 15 or 16 siya dun sa And Just Like That. Uh-oh. So parang si Charlotte was like, oh my God, who is this something something 55 liking your photo? I hope that's not his age. Alam mo yung sobrang
friendly. No, because pag ano naman kasi talaga, pag minor, I would be a little iffy. You know what I mean?
Mm. But as long as it's not naman, like alam mo yung for me, yes, minor, pero nakadamit naman eh. It's not like may naka-reveal na body
baka
part.
I would just so like parang, remind them na parang,
right,
you know,
but,
there are
true. But you gotta let them live. Tapos parang yun nga, parang sabi nga ni Carrie, are you forgetting like what I used to wear in the 90s? I wore like smaller pieces of clothing than that. So parang alam mo yun. Yeah.
Pero siguro ito sasabihin ni Charlotte, yeah, but you were already an artifact by that time.
Grabe! Can you imagine? Hindi na lang si Kim Cattrall ang FO. Si Charlotte.
Practically a fossil.
Alam mo ba, meron akong ano, meron akong parang fantasy na gustong suotin, pero super hubadera kasi siya. Like, I think it was Christina Aguilera, yung parang bandana lang.
Uh-oh,
as a top.
Yeah.
Diba? Maganda
hindi,
yun eh.
Rika, ang gusto kong makita na suot mo yung wedding
pasties
outfit ni ano, hindi, ni Kendall.
Ah, oo, oh, oh, yung God. Parang strappy, ano, yeah.
Oo. Oh, oh.
Diba, yung mga, yung that little...
Ang hirap mag-wiwi.
Kind of
di ba parang hirap mag-wiwi doon?
Hindi nga, ilulusot mo na lang sa mga buhay.
Itataas.
Sabi ko sa'yo, ano eh, dapat Rika, in-arbor mo na yung piece of clothing ko from before na nakita
oh,
natin.
Oo oh. Grabe yun, I was like, pati ako na-shock. Sa'yo ko, nakaganito pa ako. Hazel, did you wear this before?
Mukhang panyo.
Hindi ko talaga, like, hindi ko siya ma-figure out na parang, where do you put the, hindi ko, is this for the right boob or the left boob? Hindi ko na alam. Grabe, parang ako naging tita for a while. Parang, Hazel, anak,
oh,
can you
diba?
Explain this?
Hindi, totoo. Pero like, wala lang. Parang, yung mga ano kasi, yung mga, like, especially, the people who grew up in the age of TikTok, the kids, the really little ones, parang, what we would consider as not really age-appropriate, ang blurred na nung lines. Kasi
yeah.
Diba, like, you see all these, like, 9-year-olds, 10-year-olds na pag nakita mo, parang, hala, bakit ganyan ang suot?
Yeah.
Diba? So, I mean, it gets really blurred depending on, but then, when you think about it, at whatever age you are, nung ikaw naman yung bata, diba, the elders were always saying, isn't that a little too revealing? Diba? So, parang, I guess, depende na lang yan sa ano mo, sa age range mo, what is considered age appropriate and not age appropriate.
Although, you know what? Yeah. I do remember wearing something. Well, I was still a kid, so hindi naman siya like quote-unquote revealing. Pero alam mo yung ano, strappy yung likod, puro ganon. Sa sobrang dami.
Mm-hmm.
Medyo mm-hmm. medyo close na rin siya. Pero strappy talaga. I remember that. Oh my gosh. And I wore it to school. Yung ano, parang school fair. Yeah, I remember that. Pero parang naisip nga ng parents ko na parang medyo ano yan ah. Tapos syempre pupunta ka pa sa Catholic school so parang medyo weird. But that was like my favorite top before. As in spaghetti strap siya na ganun-ganun yung likod.
And especially for guys, pag nakita namin kunyari in a hanger,
mm-hmm.
di ba? Yung parang panyo. And
hindi
you're
mo
like,
alam kung uh-huh. like how.
Parang, are these clothes? So, medyo may mga ganong ano, medyo mag ganong hindi mo maintindihan paano nyo isusuot. But apparently, you can. Number 9 from Nero. Anak, paki-explain, bakit may folder dito sa computer mo na school projects? Pero pagbukas mo naman, may folder sa loob ng folder.
Mm.
Sa loob ng isa pang folder. Sa loob ng isa pang folder. Ano ba pinatpat? Parang labyrinth.
Ano yan?
Ano tinatago mo dito?
Secret project.
Lako ma! Virus yan! Huwag mo
bubuksan! Takutin mo na lang eh, no?
Oo.
Takutin mo na lang. Ako ma, pag binuksan mo yan.
Lago.
Wala na yung computer natin.
Bibili nyo na ako ng bagong laptop. Ganon.
Number 8 from Emo Fats. Anak, paka-explain. Di ba rakista ka? Bakit pa na yung BTS na naririnig ko sa'yo ngayon?
Because it's good music! Galit na galit.
Wala eh. Nag-switch na.
Oh, pwede naman eh.
Number 7.
Actually,
yeah.
TBH, when you look at my... When you look at my, like, listening habits, like, in my Spotify, sobrang iba-iba na talaga. Kasi, diba, parang, ang saya kaya mag-explore ng different genres.
depende sa mood eh, diba? Whatever you're in the mood.
It's really the mood. Moment. It's the mood. That you, ano.
Yeah. Ah, parang si Nat, diba? I'm not in the mood. And number 7, coming from the super malas guy, anak, paki-explain. Chinek ko yung mga followers mo sa social media. Bakit halos lahat nakahubad? Saan kapag sinafollow na...
Chico, paki-explain. Bakit yung mga ano parang...
Chico, tinag kita. Nakita mo, tinag ako sa'yo sa IG.
Ay, nako.
Ay, ay, ay. Well, yung ano...
Para makita mo.
Pati,
para lang makita
mo. Itag mo din ako, Hazel. Patingin.
Ah, sige, sige. Tatag din kita. Okay. Kasi iba yung ano, iba yung picture sa video. So... parang kailangan i-tag.
Question, yung sinend mo sa Viber.
Yun nga, siya nga yun. Tingnan mo yung mga video niya.
Oh my God. Wait lang.
Tingnan mo yung reels niya.
Na problema.
Oo nga, oo nga.
Ay, teka. Ay, teka.
Ano? Ano mga besh?
Pwede, pwede.
Pwede, pwede. Mm-hmm.
Wait lang. Sobra. Super pwede. Oh my God. Pang morning crush talaga.
Mm-mm.
Ay, grabe.
And,
hala. Okay.
Easy lang.
Easy lang. Dandan lang.
Hindi ano ha. Remind lang kita, Rica ha. Hindi waterproof yung upuan natin sa booth.
Kaya ka kay Kuya Albert.
Oh. Pahihirapan mo sila malin eh. Number 6 coming from Gambit Gab. Anak, paka-explain. Ano ba tong mga picture ng mga kuneho na nasa display? Koreano.
Naging kuneho.
Alit. Ano ba tong mga picture ng mga Koreano na naka-display? Natapunan ko kasi ng kape yung isa.
Oh!
Oh my gosh. What if it's one of those rare photos?
Oh my gosh.
Ano
do
you call it? Yung sa mga photocard? CD, di ba? May mga photo card.
Oh. No! Kaya ano yung mga tao may clear book na for the photo cards.
Oh my God.
Si ano nga, si Anjo Cook's girl nga, may gumawa na siya ng sarili niyang parang case. Like she makes like...
Di ba may napinsala yung ano, yung pusa niya?
Ay, grabe yun.
May nabasag na something.
That's also very expensive. Oh my gosh.
Oh no.
Yeah.
Number 5 from Simply Nedge. Anak, paki-explain, bakit daw pinagbablock mo mga tita mo sa FB?
Because I can.
Kasi nangingialam. Number 4 from Emo Fats. Anak, ano yung OnlyFans? Fan ka ba talaga niyan? Ba't parang hindi naman mga kilala?
Alam mo yung mga ganyang tanong, isang sagot lang. Yes, I'm a fan. So leave the conversation.
Ito.
Hindi mainstream artist. Ganun lang.
Hindi mainstream. Ito, even trickier. From Icon Jen at number 3. Anak, paki-explain. Nakita raw ng kumpare ko, meron ka daw mga videos sa OnlyFans ba yun? Panood nga. Maganda yung mga video mo eh.
Ang trick dyan is ang dapat tanong, may ano ka, may ready ka na ibang videos, diba? Mga dog videos, diba?
Hindi, tsaka ang tanong, pa, bakit yung kumpare mo nanonood ng OnlyFans
mo?
Yun ang tanong dun eh.
That's so actually. Awkward.
Pakibalik mo na rin yung tanong sa kanya.
Oh my gosh.
Ka nanonood? Ano ka napunta dun sa page? And number 2 from C Antithesis, anak, paki-explain. Anong lengguwahe yung satnupuas at ano ibig sabihin?
Satnupuas.
I had to Google this.
No?
Ano yan? Just
write type it and then read it upside down.
Okay.
That's the code.
Ano let?
Sapnu, S A P N U tapos P-U-A-S.
Send nudes.
Send nudes. Ang galing.
Ay, okay. Wow.
Tapos diba, and lalo na yung, there's a certain font.
Yeah.
I tried it on my phone, it looked like sand. Pero if there's a certain font na,
try ko
I think
text.
Ano to eh, yung earlier fonts ng computer. Pag inan mo yung sap na puwas, it really like looks like, you know, send news. That's what it means.
Mamaya masend ko dito sa ice delivery namin yung sap na puwas. Tinday ko kasi dun sa text.
sana masend. And the top, anak, paki-explain, comes from Renren de Sarapen.
Renren de Sarapen says,
anak, paki-explain, bakit mare tawag sa'yo ng mga barkada mong lalaki? Diba dapat pare?
Uy, pero ngayon, diba, oh, parang yung mga term of endearment, pwedeng kahit kanino na, like, diba, sis, bro, parang wala nang...
That is true.
Yeah, it really depends on your humor. It depends on your humor also.
Pero I have yet to hear of like a straight guy barkada na Mario.
Pero pwede. Feeling ko kung kunwari ganun yung ano nila, yung humor nila. Mars?
Yeah. No, I actually have heard of people who say that. On set even, some of the gaffers, some of the people with cameras, they'll call each other that. Mare, huy.
Pero even that eh, kasi na-imagine ko. Because they're on set, right? Tapos parang daming babae and bading sa set. So parang they kind of assimilate. I'm talking about like, kunyari among themselves, sila-sila lang, not because of the industry they're in. I kind of get it eh. Kunyari, cameraman ka, diba? So syempre, entertainment industry, very very budding yung culture. That I kind of get it na magtatawagan kayo ng... Pero kunyari, like kunyari, I don't know, a basketball liga. Di ba?
That would be so much mare, fun though. Can you imagine?
Di ba? Like,
yeah.
I'm sure meron. Pero
parang, mare, bantayan mo siya.
Can you imagine sa diba? PBA, sa dugout?
Mare.
Mga Mars.
Ah, Mars.
Yung coach, ganun yun.
Mars, ito yung play natin, ah. Ang ganda.
Diba? So, yeah, I think it's still relatively rare to hear that kind of shtick, you know.
Can you imagine si Chris, Banchero?
Oh.
Diba? Tapos, mag-Mars sila ni, I don't know, si teammate.
Oh, Chico, di ba fan? Si yung teammate niya? Fan? Di ba, PBA fan? Si yung teammate?
Ay, hello. E di sila, sila Ramimbo. Ramimbo. Tiklaw. Si Ramimbo Tiklaw. Di ba?
Ramimbo Tiklaw.
Ano ba ang team ni Miss Banchero ngayon? Anong team niya? Ngayon.
I don't know. You're the one that watches.
Di na kasi ako masyadong nakapanin. Ano nga?
Chico, di ba fan ka?
In the comment section.
Di ba nga? Modest.
Diba?
Modest
nga,
di ba?
Modest. Spirit, nature, spirit, free.
Oo.
Modest.
Basketball.
Magnolia. Ano?
Hot shot? Close. Same first level.
Ah, Phoenix daw, guys. Phoenix. O, sino yung mga...
Okay.
Sino yung mga teammates niya doon, Chico?
Yun nga, si Ramin Batiklaw, si
Edelbert.
Bubuska.
Edelbert. Oh my God.
Si Edelbert Bubuska. Si Parusho Rabandal Dutlim.
Can you imagine being the barker? Ganyan yung mga pangalan pag nakakashoot. Parusho, Ramang Butlim.
Lababa Butlim, oo.
Yeah, sila nga. Ang kukulit. Ay, lilipat na daw siya ng team.
Saan?
Ah, may rumors talaga.
Boy.
Lilipat.
Most likely daw sa Malco. O sa bagay, no, he brightens up even the darkest
room. Ay, naku, iba talaga.
Iliwanag ng buhay mo.
Iliwanag ng buhay.
siya nagdala ng liwanag isa buwan. At saka ano, pwede nga siya may Ralco kasi parang pag napapanood ko siya nakukuryente.
I can't. Wala na.
Sabi ni Sebedi, Dati,
Alaska boy.
Si Banchero.
Ay, talaga? Hello?
Matagal ng Alaska boy si Chico.
Mauna pa nga kay Banchero si Chico.
Mga 15 years na ata.
Wala pa rin tatalo sa Alaska. Wala pa rin tatalo.
Ang tamis!
although si Chris yung nagdala ng liwanag sa buhay ko. I can't say it.
Nabilis mo, nabilis. Para kiligin naman kami.
Pero si ano naman, sa Alaska naman ako.
Alam ko na.
Ito na yun.
Sa Alaska ka ano? Lumalaki?
Promise. Hindi ko kaya. Wag na. Okay. Wag niya akong ihin.
Nila, masarap ang gatas ng Alaska.
Masarap, the best.
The best talaga. Oh. Wait, pa-XP naman.
Oy, may pila na.
May pila. Grabe, pila-pila din.
Get in line.
Ah, ito daw teammates niya, RR Garcia, Jason Perkins, Matthew Wright.
Dami kong
wait lang. Check mo, Chico. Check mo lang. Checking lang.
Tignan natin.
Check mo lang.
Check ko din yung following ni Chico.
Ay, nako. Tama na.
Ano? Checking lang.
Wala. Hiningal na ako.
Hiningal ka.
But there you go. May oras pa tayo for one more batch.
Super or quick.
Mukhang wrap up na tayo.
Wrap up na. Sige. Wrap up na tayo.
Okay, wrap up na tayo. But there you go. What about us? Oh, sige, okay. We can just give our ano pala. Total, hindi pa tayo ng sagot. Anak, paka-explain. What is that na... Hindi yun nga eh. Kasi earlier, dalawa pa lang kasi tayo, Rika. So, for the sake of like Marky and Hazel, meron tayong ano example earlier eh. Before pa we, when we were announcing the top 10, yung one thing that like probably your mom can say, anak, paki-explain, bakit yung co-host mo, punta ng bahay, wala ka naman dito. Tapos hang out lang siya sa papa mo.
Grabe.
Tapos hindi ako naiinvite, talaga sa bahay naman ako. Parang others ako dito.
Parang ako yung na-OP. Ako yung na-OP.
Hi.
Sabi ni Your Cup of Tea, no? Gusto daw niya talaga yung show kasi very
sporty
tayo. Dami nating
sports. Mahusay daw si Matthew Wright. Oo, totoo naman daw. Ano na yun? Very versatile daw tayo. Si Julius, grabe, naubos yung oras sa PBA. Totoo naman.
Oo, diba? Grabe ang sports talk dito.
Parang wala tayong napag-usapan ng sports. Pero ano ba? Tuloy ba yung liga? May games ba?
Liga? Tayo? May liga tayo?
Hindi, I mean like...
PBA?
Oh my God! Ano mangyayari?
Bakit, Chico? Anong liga natin? Ano lalaroin naman natin?
Hindi, parang alam mo yun, mamaya meron palang, alam mo yung inter-radio station basketball league.
Sana nga meron eh. Parang ang cool kayo.
Oo nga, ang fun nun. Oo.
Monsters.
Ah, meron.
Masaya talaga yun. Tapos pag ano na, pag mga tournament na, sabihin ni Hazel, ano to? Reunion ng mga ex ko.
Ang ganda. Si Hazel, ang ganito na. I don't know where to look.
My future ex-boyfriends.
Oh my God.
Diba, sino ba yung root for ko? Para kanino ba ako mag-cheer?
Ano ba? Si Hazel daw yung commissioner.
Hoy, grabe kayo.
Commissioner.
Okay, I guess dati nung nag-forge ako ng grades ko, nung nakita ng parents ko in my room, sabi nila, paki-explain bakit may mga ganito at bakit may mga kasamang bold at bakit wala yung mga...
Oh!
Spicy!
Pati yung grades mo dun, sa isang lugar mo lahat tinago.
Of course! Lahat dinagay ko. Like, as in, I think may safe ako sa bahay na maliit. Kinalkal nila. My gosh.
Parang kasalanan pa nila eh, no?
Of course! Hello! It's my stuff in the end of the day, right? Why are you going through my shiz?
Parang sila pa yung may atraso sa'yo eh, no?
I should have thrown those away. Oh my gosh, I should have thrown those away. Including the ano, the other stuff.
Ako yung... Yung ano, yung, yun nga, yung may nag-send sa akin na friend ko na yung website kasi looks so innocent. Parang Lemon Square, yung ganun. Tapos di binuksan ko sa laptop ng mom ko. And then, nung nakita ko na medyo sleazy nga siya, I just closed it. So, nung binuksan ulit ng mom ko, nakita niya yung website. Tapos, ayun, parang they were like, well, hindi ko inamin na sa akin galing yun. Pero promise, accidental lang talaga yun. Kasi yun nga, yung website is Lemon Square. So, alam mo yun. They had...
I wonder if that website still exists.
Yeah, well, check ko. Pero promise talaga. Tapos alam mo yung parang nagkaroon kami ng buong family meeting. Nagtanong sila.
Oh my ano. God! Yeah, I was so serious?
Yeah, I was so serious and I was so nervous. Wow. Tapos... Siyempre, hindi ko talaga inamin na ako yung nag-open nun. But, yun.
You know, I legit don't remember a time that my parents sat me down and asked me, anak, paki-explain. Wala talaga. Hindi talaga.
Uh-uh.
I really can't recall na I had an issue growing up or anything like that na parang I needed to explain myself because I did something bad. Pero parang siguro yung naalala ko na lang sa anak ko ki-explain. In kindergarten, I wrote a boy a letter. Mm-hmm. One of my classmates. Kasi nga, diba, parang crush ko. Tapos, nagselos ako because of a game that we were playing or something like that sa isa pang classmate na girl. So, I wrote him a letter. I was like 5 years old. Okay, kinder pa lang ako dito. Tapos, the next day, parang nung hinahatid na ako nung mom ko sa school, tapos yung boy na sinulatan ko, hinahatid nung dad niya. Yung dad niya, sinabi sa mom ko, Mare, ano ah, parang may mga sulatan na nangyayari.
Oh my gosh.
So, ayun. Tapos parang tinanong lang ako ng mom ko, ano sinulat mo? Tapos sinabi ko naman, yun nga, na nagselos ako, ganyan ganyan. Tapos parang, okay, walang tawa lang yung mom ko.
Oh, parang diba? Chill lang naman si Tita Baby. Chill lang naman
super si chill niya. Tsaka kasi she always encourages me to be my authentic self. Like, you know, to express how I feel and to... Yung ganon. So, she's always... She's like such a great cheerleader growing up. So, even yung mga ganon na pag may crush ako, cheerleader ko pa rin siya. So.
Yeah. That's good to have a mother like that.
Ako siguro, ano, ganun din. Medyo nung, much, like when I was a kid, they gave me, the first time they ever gave me like something expensive. Usually toy. Pero for the first time, I was, I think, grade one, they gave me a watch. It was the first time that they gave me something na yung medyo of value. So, I was so excited. And syempre, inunahan na nila na parang, oh, notorious ka ha. Kasi like, it was such a thing with me. Yung pag-uwi ko, hindi ko dala yung lunchbox ko, hindi ko dala yung jacket ko. Like, I always leave things. I could never remember to bring everything that I left the house with back home. Lagi, ano yan, common yan, kung ano-ano yung mga naiiwan ko. So, they reminded me pa na, oh, mahal yan, ha? Mamaya naman, iwan-iwan mo lang kung saan-saan. True enough, the next day, the very next day, pag-uwi ko, first thing they ask, question, nasan yung relo mo?
So, nasan nga? Did you lose it or did you just leave it somewhere?
You left it
I lost it somewhere. I don't know.
What? Oh, no.
Aminin mo, binigay mo sa crush mong, ano, classmate.
Grabe, ugly boy.
You know what? Judging by what you used to do with your exes, I wouldn't be surprised.
The shade!
The shade.
Well, you should know.
You know what? We're in the same boat.
You should know.
Damay-damay lang. Oo.
Oo. At least nga ako, yung mga ex ko lang. Ikaw pati pamilya niya.
Marupok. That is the term. Marupok.
Well, not so much maru.
Speaking of, happy birthday, Kaistro.
Happy birthday. Uy, magka-birthday sila ni George. My dad.
Oh, wow.
Happy birthday, Kai.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday to my, ano, my brother who decided to get a mullet.
Hello.
Galing.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, look at
that. Oh, wow.
Oh, nga.
Happy birthday, Kai.
Happy birthday.
I know
and
him.
George.
Koy. Koy.
Koy.
Happy birthday, Doc George.
Happy birthday, pa.
Happy birthday, Doc George. Wee. Libre. Libre. Wow. Libre.
George, baka naman. Grabe, George. Long eh. Babato ka na ako nun talaga.
Time libre naman, George. Oh.
Dinner, mamu lang eh. Grabe, Wolfgang lang eh.
Nakalakan ako kinikita ng mga doktor eh.
Surgery lang yan. Kaya-kaya. Oh, kahit libre pa yung buong barangay.
Alam mo, hindi na talaga ako papapasukin sa bahay.
Isang consultation lang.
Please, can you do me a favor? Pag nagkita-kita tayo nila, George, ano, unahan niyo siya nung, uy, Doc, parang meron ako nararamdaman dito. That's always the case. Laging, Doc, parang medyo masakit yung ano ko. Alam mo yung wala naman sa hospital, wala naman sa ER. Laging may consultation. But happy birthday
Saka,
to Kai.
Ano? Doc, George. But parang ano, pag tumitingin ako ng Instagram, parang sumasakit yung puso.
Ah, wala na.
Puso o puson?
Walang gamot doon. There's no remedy.
Ay, ano ba yan? sabi ni Nat, Doc, masakit po yung bulsa ko.
George, masakit yung bulsa ko ngayon. Oo, baka naman.
Wala daw laman eh. Wala lang laman.
Oh my gosh. But yeah, happy Friday, everybody! Oh
happy
my God.
Friday.
Ooh,
happy Friday!
Happy Friday! The Morning Rush will be back on Monday. And have a great weekend, everybody. Bye!
Bye! Bye.